Hey, good morning to y'all here and those listening to us and everyone young at heart. We have some scripture in our service this morning that is probably some of the most famous scripture in the New Testament. John 3:16. But that is not what we're going to be talking about at Time with Young Disciples as we try to stay out of Pastor Elizabeth's way. So I'm going to start with an unusual question. Who were the Pharisees? Okay, you hear about the Pharisees.
Religious leaders.
Okay. A call to the audience comes up with religious leaders. Thank you. Yes, they were religious leaders of the time. And we hear a lot about them. And, you know, to be frank, in the New Testament, would we hear that their press coverage was good or bad in the New Testament? Pretty negative. We hear a lot about the Pharisees, and there's some good reasons. Pharisees were a sect of religious leaders in this period of Israel that they wouldn't even refer to the ancient period. This is the second period of the temple. Basically, this is the period of Roman domination of that area. And the Pharisees were seen as being dealing with a lot of public piety to let everyone know that they were pure and clean and that they followed very strict religious codes. All that is true. And they received some criticism for that. But Pharisees were actually reformers as well. They were moving among the society of Israel, and they were trying to bring the religious teachings to common folk. They didn't believe you had to be the most elite society members in order to be religious leaders. And they questioned a lot of the system of the church, the Jewish faith, I should say, the Jewish faith of the time. You know, for us Protestants, that kind of sounds like our Reformation. So there's a lot of differences, but there are some similarities. Today you're going to hear about Nicodemus. And a big surprise, Nicodemus was a leading Pharisee. He was a leading Pharisee. And he came to meet Jesus in the middle of night to have a good discussion and maybe even a little bit of debate with Jesus. And we see in the scripture that he talks to Jesus in a very respectful manner, and Jesus talks to him in a very respectful manner. Now, here's a question. Why would a leading Pharisee, popular with the people, popular with the leaders, Nicodemus, be meeting Jesus in the middle of the night?
So they don't find out?
Right. Because that was a dangerous thing to do, to go in front of the Christ. To engage the Christ was a dangerous thing to do in the society that he lived in. But it might have also been dangerous for other reasons as well.
Was he doing it because he had doubts?
I believe he was doing it because he had questions. He had strong questions. And Jesus, I tell you, this is the clinical word for it, blows his mind, right? He talks about this stuff about being born again, and Nicodemus is saying, hey, Rabbi, respectfully, how am I going to crawl into my mother's womb again as an old man? Okay, well, that's disturbing, right? But he's presenting this as an amazing metaphor. So here's the next question. How would you define conversion in a religious sense? Yeah, so they were struggling with these truths, and conversion in a religious sense often means changing even your own religion to another religion. Well, that would be probably a fairly foreign concept between this conversation with Nicodemus and Jesus, because they weren't talking about conversion. They're both very committed to God in different ways, of course. Jesus being the Son of God, they were talking about transformation. They were talking about a radical transformation. So what we see is that Nicodemus first meets Jesus in the middle of the night with these strong questions, has his mind blown. But then that's not the last that we hear of Nicodemus. He comes back later to actually argue for Christ in front of the Sanhedrin, the leadership of that time period of the Jewish leaders, arguing that Jesus should not be harmed. And then when Jesus is crucified, again we see Nicodemus caring for the body of the Christ along with Joseph of Arimathea. So Nicodemus moved from the dark into the light, even arguing in front of the high court. So would you say Nicodemus was transformed? Yeah. So when you hear these discussions today of this scripture that has been talked about very many times, and when you hear the metaphor of being born again, I want you to focus on transformation. Transformation of the religious leader of Nicodemus and others like him, actually, and what the Christ is asking from us as we consider the radical transformation that Jesus asks us to join him in. Let's bow our head. Lord, thank you, God, that you are a God that is a God for all time. Lord, thank you that you allow us to meet you in these quiet, private spaces, that you allow us to consider the transformation that you invite us to, that you empower us with your Holy Spirit, that you lead us with the example of Christ. Lord, help us to take that transformation into light. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.